Find an example of personification in lines 37 and 42.
And our example is from the fair forehead of an innocent love. And the personification is that the love is innocent.
Referring to the text, complete the following metaphors.
The crime committed by the queen makes modesty lose its grace and blush. The crime committed by the queen makes virtue become hypocrite. The crime committed by the queen replaces a rose with innocent love. And the crime committed by the queen transforms marriage vows into a false Astyages' oaths.
What do the metaphors have in common with each other and with the queen's actions?
And we found out that these metaphors have in common that they take all good things, like for example roses and love, and then they turn it into something sad. For example, the love becomes innocent and the modesty lose its grace and blush.
Question 4. Make a list of the gods Hamlet mentions in describing his father. What does these allusions to Greek and Latin mythology suggest about Hamlet's view of his father?
And Hamlet mentions Hyperion, which was a giant-sized god with superhuman powers, and Jove from the Bible, and then Mars and Mercury. And all these allusions shows that Hamlet sees his father as a god in kind of a human body, and that his father had a strong power to rule.
In the image that follows line 54 and 55, Hamlet's father and his brother Claudius are compared to 2 ears of corn. Why is Hamlet's father wholesome while Claudius is mildewed?
Claudius is mildewed because he puts poison in Hamlet's father's ear, or also this thing ears of corn comes from. It means that he puts poison in his ear. And then Hamlet's father is wholesome because he had a very healthy body and he was in perfect shape until Claudius deceased him. See ya.